Hello everyone, I hope you are all having a wonderful day. My name is Taisha de la Cruz and I'm going to talk to you about my topic. The topic of my argumentative essay is air pollution. As we know, we are surrounded by air pollution that can affect us both environmentally and healthily. There are two types of air pollution, indoor air pollution and outdoor air pollution. And in this case, I'm going to focus on indoor air pollution. I chose this topic because it is very important to know about the air that surrounds us. And I believe that we must know all the factors that make our air dangerous in order to prevent and take care of ourselves. Another reason why I chose this topic was because when I was in high school, I was on a team called Green Team, which cared about recycling in my school. Since then, I start to be interested in knowing more about air pollution, and even in my first semester in college, I continued developing this topic until now. My thesis was, indoor air pollution is more harmful than outdoor air pollution since it is destroying our quality of the air inside our homes through chemicals and human activities that cause us death and disease. The supporting evidence I choose is that there are polluting chemicals that can cause health problems, just as many household cleaning and maintenance products that contain volatile chemicals that are harmful when inhaled an excessive amount or for long period. The products include oven cleaner, paint remover, wax stripper, furniture polish, disinfectant, and bathroom spray cleaner. There are also heat sources that can release carbon monoxide and nitrogen dioxide, odorless and colorless gases that can trigger some respiratory diseases, while other gases lead to death from lung cancer. One of the most important evidence I found was a human activity, which is tobacco, that contains chemicals that affect both the person who smokes it and the person that is around them and smell that smoke. I learned that indoor air pollution is more dangerous than outdoor air pollution because we spend more time indoors than outdoors. Apart from that, I learned a lot about this topic. Because, like I said before, when I was in high school, I was learning about this topic, but I knew more about outdoor air pollution than indoor air pollution, which means that all this information on indoor air pollution is new to me. The most challenging part for me was looking for the evidence because I don't like to read and I have to read a lot to understand the articles. However, I think that the evidence were the most important part of this project since with them the thesis could be supported. I'm not sure if I will continue researching this topic since in high school I have already been learning more about this topic. But if the opportunity arises again to continue looking for this topic, I will be willing to continue developing it. Thank you all for listening, and I hope you have learned about my topic as I did.